This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Liquid Web, one of the best hosting providers around. Get 35% off hosting for 3 months with code OCTAGON35. Wild Alaskan Seafood. Get Alaskan fresh salmon and seafood favorites delivered to your door. Get $15 off with code WILD15. The CBD Distillery, our favorite brand of CBD that helps us relax. Get 25% off, $150 or more with code MMA25. Lenovo, get 45% off all X and T series ThinkPad laptops using code ThinkFit. Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 447.
457.
Sorry, my name is Ingo Weigel.
Back here with MMA Show, by my fans, for our fans, walking the line between serious and ridiculous.
Too many of these. Happy okay. 2010. I mean, yeah. Wait, 2020.
Whatever it is.
Happy New Year.
Whoop, whoop.
Hopefully you're all still alive. No one partied too hard. Yeah. Partied themselves into oblivion.
Into submission.
Yes.
Into a sex change. That's when you're partying hard.
Yes.
Like, hey, I'm bored. I'm going to cut my dick off. Like, holy shit. Okay.
Wow. Don't do that. We do not condone that kind of service unless it's by a professional. Don't get any crazy ideas.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So, Mr. Matt.
You can start us off.
Did you see this Reebok Legacy Series t-shirts?
I did.
There's a Conor McGregor. It looks not like Conor McGregor. I don't know. And at least I don't think it does.
There's the Cowboy Cerrone. You can tell they put a lot of effort into
it. It's a freaking steer.
Yeah.
They couldn't put his face on it like Conor McGregor?
Put a BMF on? Yeah. And $60, by the way, for these t-shirts. I'd like that Conor McGregor one. You know why?
Why?
It looks like he's been cruising. Maybe you're itching for a cruising, or you're cruising for a bruising.
Weird. He looks all out of proportion.
He looks like he's been a little whiskied up.
He's wearing the Reeboks.
Like it. I'd wear it.
You're going to buy that?
Reebok, you want to send me that shirt? I will wear it, probably.
Yeah. Is it slim fit?
I don't know.
Should be. I think it's weird. I don't know.
It is weird, but I like it for some reason. Maybe because it's different and it's semi.
I think he's going to wear this to walk out.
I think that's hilarious if he does. And good for him.
That's what I read somewhere on the internet.
Fucking fantastic. And then Cerrone's going to wear this dog shit. I think that's my bigger problem is Cerrone's shirt is just horse shit. Yeah. I'd rather wear that.
I agree. This one's better than that one.
Yeah. And why are we at $60? That's not a $60 design. It's not a $60 material. It's a $20 t-shirt at best, and you could probably get it $5 off season.
Well, it's because it's the concert thing. When you go to concerts, t-shirts are $150 or whatever
ridiculous
crazy number you want to pay. So merchandising, Matt, that's where the money's at. I bet you they'll sell millions.
Not so much. Have you seen any Reebok kits in the wild?
None.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Zero.
I think I've seen more of those shitty Affliction shirts like from back in the day
still around
than I have from the UFC Reebok fight
people
kits.
Still wear those Affliction shirts.
Yeah.
Proudly, too.
Yeah.
It's always some older dude who's like yoked up.
Or I've seen some tap out shirts out in the wild, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I have some. I didn't pay for them, but I think it was sponsored shit given to us. And so they gave us it into all sorts of sizes, and so it's like I gave it to all my family, but I've told them, don't ever wear this out. This is pajama wear. We don't support this anymore.
It's just at home.
Right.
When it's at home shit. No one's looking.
Right. Right.
You have clothes like that? The only at-home clothes? They're super comfy, but you're like, you won't be caught dead going outside in them?
No, I'm fucking,
yeah.
I got a Grinch onesie that I wore on Christmas.
Is it green?
Yeah, I'll probably post a picture if I remember.
Nice.
Me and my dog. My dog dressed up as Max. I dressed up as the Grinch. You know.
I like it. I can't do the onesies. They get too hot.
It got super hot, and then like it had all the Grinch fur on it. So when I took it off, everything I was wearing was covered in Grinch fur. Kind of a problem.
You didn't freeball it inside the outfit?
No. But it was hot as fuck.
Yeah.
Way too warm.
They're super hot. You can like go outside with them.
Full-size fleas.
Yeah.
Like it gets hot. I'm moving right along. What else did we see? Well, last week you had brought up that list. I thought it was MMA Fighting did the top 10 fighters of the decade.
Yes.
So I wanted to revisit it because I threw a bunch of names and I wasn't sure like what 10-year window were these guys good in. So to recall or re-list their list, here's their top 10 fighters from 1 to 10. was John Jones, Nurmagomedov, Cormier, Mighty Mouse, Conor McGregor, GSP, Stipe Miocic, Henry Cejudo, Chris Cyborg, and Tony Ferguson. And some of those people, I was like, that's bullshit. I don't like it. So I redid it. I got John Jones at number one. Like,
sure.
You can't deny that. I put Conor McGregor at two because of his first double champ.
Yeah.
And then I look at finish rate, and 91% finish rate, 21 fights in that time frame, 19 wins, 2 losses. Also
McGregor?
Fought Mayweather. Yes.
Wow. Okay. I didn't realize he fought that much.
And he started a popular whiskey brand.
Yeah.
Right?
Proper 12.
And what did he do to the sport, right? Like, he brought some fucking charisma.
He did.
And re-energize it in a time when it was needed.
We don't have that right now. We need that again.
Number three, I put Ronda Rousey on the list. She was not listed, and she fought from 2011 to 2016, 12-2, no decision fights, win or lose, 100% finish rate, and what she did to the sport, too. Like, I remember all the shit, like, her on the ring boxing.
Oh, yeah.
Magazine or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And, she could beat Mayweather and
all
that crazy
hype behind her and her crazy arm bars. Yeah.
Yeah, but there was a time where she was the shit. It was a small moment in time, but she definitely should be on there. Cormier, I have at four.
Okay, so far I'm
Strike Force champ, UFC lightweight champ, double champ as a heavyweight. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what was his 25 fights, 21 wins, 2 losses, 1 no contest, 68% finish rate. Number five, Chris Cyborg. She was on the original list.
Okay.
13-1, Strikeforce champ, Invicta champ, UFC champ, 81% finish rate.
Wow.
Amanda Nunes at number six.
Oof.
That hurts me to put her on this
list.
Yeah,
that's a tough one. Okay.
7 wins over champs or former champs.
Still no Anderson Silva in the top six, huh?
I got a feeling he's not going to make the list.
Uh-huh.
Because when I look back at his reign, it was from 2006 to 2012. Is what I think 2006 is when he had his first UFC fight against Chris Lieben.
Okay.
And then there was that run where he was just fucking starching everyone. And then I think his last win was Stefan Bonner. And then it just became sketchy at best.
Yeah.
And the same thing with, like, Jose Aldo. It's like he was a good first half of the year, but then once he fights McGregor, that was, I think, 2015. Mixed results afterwards.
Yes. Broke his confidence, I think.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
But Amanda Nunes at six. I'm put GSP at seven. He only had 7 fights from 2010 to 2017, but he also fought Michael Bisping at middleweight and took the title. 185. Number eight is a stretch. Justin Gaethje.
No.
He's on the list,
Dingo.
21-2 from 2011 to now. 91% finish rate with this guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Highlight.
Okay. That's a huge stretch.
I know.
Over
that's
Anderson
my personal
Silva.
Favorite.
Over Jose Aldo.
Fuck Anderson Silva.
Oh, my God.
Fuck Jose Aldo.
That's crazy.
It's Justin Gaethje or go fuck yourself.
All right.
He might be number one in my book.
Okay.
He's my favorite fighter. Sure. And then 9 and 10, I kind of have blank because I'm tossed. Or I'm conflicted.
You're tossed.
I'm tossed like a salad.
Okay.
I want Nate Diaz on that list. I don't know where to put him because I feel like he brought some of that spark back to fighting. And
he did.
He's been around for fucking forever, too. He's on, like, one of the original Ultimate Fighter shows, if not.
I could buy Diaz at, like, 9.
Yeah.
I like it.
And then the question is, who do you do 10? Do you put Nurmagomedov? Do you put a Jorge Masvidal?
No, you got to put like Anderson Silva or something on there. What are you doing? You can't Anderson Silva.
He
Jose Aldo. What about
they
Mighty Mouse?
Too early. Fuck that guy. His weight class is bullshit. Henry Cejudo. I don't care if he's an Olympic gold medalist and 2-time 125 or 135. His weight class is bullshit. He's out.
No BJ Penn.
I didn't hear pull him up. I think he lost relevancy in fucking 2009. But
yeah, it was a while ago.
You know. I didn't want to say
the
that.
Early stages. No Matt Hughes?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if I could. I'm going to leave 10 blank. Fuck it.
Because
I can't put Nurmagomedov in there for some reason. He's 21-0. 21 fights, 21 wins, 65% finish rate.
Yeah, but that's a tough. Yeah. I'm with you. Leave it blank.
All right.
Leave it open.
We'll have no number 10.
Smorgasbord.
But other notable fighters, you have Brock Lesnar. His reign was from 2007 to 2011.
Short.
But he also brought some spark.
Oh, yeah.
There's some spark.
Tons of spark.
And then I said to Anderson Silva, it was 2006 to 2012 and Jose Aldo. So next, I want to move on. A lot of websites and MMA media type people been doing like their fighter of the year. And it seems like it's been narrowed down to two people. So I'll give you the option. Is it Jorge Masvidal or Israel Adesanya for fighter of the year? And I can give you both their stats. So Masvidal, he KOs Darren Till.
Yep.
Fucking KOs Askren, sets the UFC record for fastest knockout and ends Askren's undefeated streak. And then fucking goes out and BMF titles Nate Diaz, right? Mm-hmm. And TKOs him. So three KOs in the year.
I like it so far. He's a front runner at the moment.
For sure.
Yeah.
Adesanya, he's got decision wins over Anderson Silva and Kelvin Gastelum. Mm-hmm. And then he KOs Robert Whittaker for the belt.
I'm going to say on that. Yeah. Sorry.
I hear you.
It's not quite as exciting.
It's not even close. I think it's a no contest. Like, he's not even in the running. Feel it's 100% Jorge Masvidal.
It's like when you go to the donut shop and you got a choice between an apple fritter and a French cruller. Like, what would you do? I mean, you're going to pick the apple fritter.
I don't think I've had either, so I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. One is a delicious mess of cinnamon and apples and dough. The other one is just, like, dough.
Gotcha.
See?
You could say shaved or unshaved.
Shaved or unshaved. Shaved. What?
Right.
I don't know what's happening. Anyways, I don't know where I came up with that analogy. I don't even eat donuts. So,
it should be your line. I don't even eat donuts. I just eat ass. It's 2020. Get in the game.
That's right.
Where's EA Sports? Get in the game.
That's right. Eat everything. What do you call that? Omnivorous?
Multi.
No. I'm an omnivore. No, omnivore?
Sure.
No, that's a omnivore. Is
you're it? Omnivorious.
Omnivorious? Herbivore? Is omnivore eating everything? I can't. Mm-hmm. My brain doesn't work. I think that's right.
Carnivore, omnivore, herbivore.
Yeah. I'm just a vore or a whore. One of the two. I don't know.
Whatever comes first.
Yes.
What else you got?
I have a question. Speaking of Conor McGregor, do you think that this man can still sell pay-per-views? Because on the Underground, I was reading, there's a lot of people who think that this card, even though the coming up, even though the undercard and the supporting fights are not so great, is going to end up being in one of the top like 15 or 20 cards ever. You think Conor can still pull that kind of weight? Can he do a million or a million and a half, 2 million buy rate just with the one time? Because the card isn't great. It's just
The card's dog shit. Trying to think. Because there's two conflicting thoughts. There's the one, I don't think the UFC even gives a fuck how many pay-per-views they sell because it doesn't matter anymore.
Okay.
Because they're already slotted in for X amount of dollars from ESPN. I don't know if they get any bonus dollars if a pay-per-view goes over a certain amount because it sure as shit doesn't seem like it with the card they're putting together. Yeah. It's just Conor needs more money. And let's charge $5 more per pay-per-view to pay Conor a little extra. That's what it seems like. So would it do more than a million? I just don't see it. I think ever since they went to ESPN, I think, yes, the headliner matters, but I think the quality of the overall card matters more, and especially if you're going to charge $5 more, I think more people are just going to fucking steal it and stream it illegally online.
Hmm. I kind of disagree. I think he's going to do like a million too. I think there's enough people who hate him that are going to. It's the haters that spend the money because they want to see him lose, right? So they're like, we're going to buy this pay-per-view because I want to see him get his ass kicked because there is that potential. But,
I don't see that. Yeah, it's Cowboy. But we'll talk about it a little bit, but we'll save it more for next week. But
yeah, I'm with you though. I know what you're selling, and I'm buying. So.
On which one? The amount of pay-per-views or who's going to win that fight?
Who's going to win the fight? Okay. The pay-per-views after.
You think it's going to be more?
I think it's going to be over a million. Between a million and a million, too. Like, right in that.
Well, they don't even release it anymore, which sucks, too, because it's all Secret Squirrel. You keep it behind the paywall.
Right? Yes. Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, I would say it's hard to say with this new agenda. I got to say 500,000.
Whoa, that's low. It's crazy. Okay.
Because I think you're in a limited pool now. You got to pay to play. You got to buy the service. of ESPN Plus, yes, and then buy the pay-per-view on top of it.
True.
And then pay more for a shit card. I think shit card overrules whoever's on it, even though I am going to buy it.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
It'll probably be really exciting. Watch.
Well, the lineup's just kind of eh, and I'm not... I need to be sold on more than one fight, you know, because it's not even worthy for me to have people over to my house to watch it. Like, I can't chance this kind of a shit card. Yeah, come over for fucking 5 hours. It'd probably finish at 1 a.m. Yeah. Who the fuck wants that on a card that I have no hope for it being exciting?
It's not going to be great. But the main event should hopefully be good.
Yeah, one round knockout. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, did you see the poster for UFC 247? John Jones versus Dominic Reyes. Valentina Shevchenko versus who?
Oh, Caitlin Chinook.
Caitlin Chugagian. It's a weird poster. It's very retro. What do you think? How do you feel about it?
I don't like it. I really wish they would just hire Boss Logic.
He's the man.
Even a couple weeks ago when we showed the Conor McGregor versus Cowboy Cerrone posters that guy did, he's just doing them on a lark. There's a couple. I'm like, those are light years ahead of anything that the UFC is producing. Again, it looks like there's no effort. Like, no. Let's just hire the low-level Photoshop person. Granted, that's a little better than I could do, but come on, man. Fucking put some effort into this shit.
Does Boss Logic get paid for these promos he does? Just like
no,
is
he
it,
just
does it's a guy or girl? It's a guy.
Guy.
Okay.
But he's been hired by, like, the major movie studios now. So he was doing, like, Marvel posters and shit. But,
okay.
Like, I don't know if he started doing UFC posters, but he's been doing it for a while.
Yes.
And he just kind of jumped back in just to show him. Like, I don't know why he wouldn't hire that guy. Like, fuck, man, you want some quality posters.
Maybe he wants too much money. He can't afford it.
I don't know what you demand for that, but pay the man his money. You got, like, a quadrillion dollars, and you're putting out this horse shit? Like, come on, man.
They don't care. It doesn't matter.
Effort, right.
There's no effort.
And then there's talk of, like, what's going to happen. I forget when this Reebok deal runs out, but I think the rumor floating around is potentially Nike next.
Ooh, I like that better.
Yeah, I wonder, will they put in the same kind of effort that Reebok is?
Probably more.
And I wonder, you know, think about those fight kits. Are they just mocking us at this point? Like,
might be.
Fuck you. We know this thing's running out. It didn't work out for either of us. So now we're just going to make the shittiest stuff we can.
Cheap.
Just to shove it up your ass and make your fighter walk out with the sun.
Yes. $5. Pretty soon it's going to be like a white t-shirt and a black t-shirt.
That's it. Remember how they started?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to wear the white and black shorts, and then I'm going to wear the black and white shorts.
Yes. Exactly like that.
Yeah.
We're going back to that.
Awesome. That's fine by me.
Okay.
With the gray prison colors on the graphics, you know.
Yeah.
Every streamline, it's so clean. Make it like prison rules. Rape only sometime.
That's not prison, Matt. There's rape all the time.
Oh, shit. Don't go to prison then.
No, never.
Or go to prison. Depends. If you're catching or receiving. I don't play that game.
Me neither.
The MMA Bible tweeted this out. For the top 10 in UFC career earnings. So you have to take it with a grain of salt. Also, he doesn't know, he or she doesn't know, what the pay-per-view percentages are. This is just straight-up salary, so it's kind of a weird list. So, number one is Conor McGregor at $12 million.
Okay.
Number two, Alistair Overeem. I had no idea he would be salary-wise. $9.5 million.
Wow.
This is just in UFC career earnings.
Making lots of money.
Number three, Khabib Nurmagomedov at $8.6 million. Number four, Anderson Silva at $8.1 million. Number five, real surprising, Michael Bisping at $7.1 million.
Wow. No shit. He made some money, huh?
GSP at $7 million. John Jones, $6.4 million. Number eight, Mark Hunt, $6.3
million. Wow.
Those damn heavyweights, man, they make bank.
They do.
Number nine, Donald Cerrone, $5.9 million. And then number 10, Daniel Cormier. 5.7. So, what do you think is the most surprising on that list? I can flip
let me
it
see
over.
It one more time. I would say probably for me it's gonna be probably Michael Bisping.
Yeah.
I did not realize
that's
he made
shocker.
That much money. Yeah,
just on straight up salary alone.
Yeah, I'm sure he made way more than that. So, and now he's doing well in broadcast. So.
Yeah.
Good for him. He's got the fake eye, though. So there is that.
I forgot what else he just said he had repaired. A knee or something?
Yeah. He got all fucked up.
Yeah. It's all sorts of fucked up Shit. And then I think the other surprise, right? Like, where's Ronda Rousey? I would have thought top 10.
Didn't fight enough. I think you got guys like Cerrone on there because of all the bonuses fighting constantly. Rousey's base pay, I don't think, was fantastic, but I think she was making pay-per-view points, money. Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you put pay-per-view in there, I bet Conor McGregor's at least double that.
Yeah, for sure. Overeem drops way down, I think, on the list.
And then where's a Nate Diaz? Because you got to think his fight against Conor McGregor, twice he fought him, he had to be making over $1 million per fight.
Easy, yeah, sure.
And then when he fights Jorge Masvidal for the BMF title, he probably got paid good for that.
Probably.
Interesting.
Probably.
Yeah, I think. Oh, you're on mountains.
I'm on
you're
the mountains. Mountain man. Matt is referring to my mountains. This is my desktop screen.
It should just be two titties.
That would be inappropriate, Matt. Titty. Well, for my laptop.
Maybe. Depends.
It's kind of like facial. Okay.
Facial?
I don't know.
Giving someone a facial inappropriate.
Something like that.
Depends. So USADA, speaking of facial, started an oral fluid testing program.
Ooh.
Here's what they're saying. With oral fluid testing, USADA will attempt to eliminate failed results from substances that are prohibited in competition, but were ingested during an out-of-competition phase. However, the testing will still run in conjunction with pre-existing urine and blood collection methodology to deliver an enhanced view of the athlete. So what are your thoughts on this?
So more poking and prodding and stuff. They're just going to keep doing more. Pretty soon they're going to take stool samples and ask people for like all kinds of weird shit. I don't even know. Toenails.
Yeah.
Eyelashes. Just get it all. Sample everything. What does it mean?
All I know, Ingo, is spitters are quitters. Okay?
What if I have no... Yeah.
That's my thoughts on that.
Yes.
I'm going to stop where I'm ahead. Ryan Hall has got a couple call outs. He posted on Instagram... He said, this is what he said. He said, never thought I'd have to go this route, but then again, I also never imagined a laundry list of ranked professional tough guys turning down a fight with a skinny, blinky kid. What does that mean? Like Josh Koscheck? Doing that shit? From the suburbs. Frankie Edgar and Jose Aldo are two people for whom courage won't ever be an issue, and it's for that reason I've looked up to both since I first saw them compete years ago. Mm-hmm. Maybe one of them would be willing to step in and show everybody else how it's done. For time and place, boys, I'll be there. Are any of these guys going to step up and take a backpack fight with Mr. Ryan Hall?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I don't
it's
see
too
that
dangerous. If I'm Jose Aldo, I pass. If I'm Frankie Edgar, I probably pass too.
Yeah, he's more of a brawler. He likes the wrestling type guys. Hall is just going to
he just keeps throwing crazy kicks and just hoping you get taken down, you know? Pull guard kind of shit, you
it's
know.
Bad.
What else? Edson Barboza decided to make a move to featherweight to join Jose Aldo down there. Yeah. I don't know why these guys keep going down. What else? Chris Cyborg makes her Bellator debut at featherweight versus Julia Budd.
Ooh.
That's coming up on January 25th, right around
Sweet.
The corner. It'll be exciting to see her back in action. It's weird because now Kat Zingano is over there too, so I'd imagine we're going to see that Chris Cyborg, Kat Zingano at some point.
Probably.
Hopefully Kat or Chris wins the title and then Kat can challenge her for the title.
That'd be awesome.
For that.
Yeah.
Now let's do a little MMA fighter pick of the year. So I went back over like five of the ladies that I consider nice. And I picked their best photo and you get to vote on which one you think is the best. So. We got that Megan Anderson one. I think that was her photo of the year.
Nice one. I like it. I like it.
And then let's move to Kat Zingano. Notice the Bellator theme here. Just hanging out.
It's pretty cool.
And I like the Chris Cyborg. Just hanging
pass.
Out.
Got to pass on
I
that.
I think that's your number one.
That's not my number
that's
one.
Our no. black belt. And then we move on to Mackenzie Dern.
All right.
Hanging out on the beach. I think that was pre-pregnancy, hopefully. And then my favorite Paige VanZant for the year was that one where it looks like the top of the suit is painted on or maybe photoshopped on. I don't know, but you get to decide.
Well, those are fake, so I'm out.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to go with, I kind of like that one.
You going with Megan Anderson?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
something
fair.
About that's kind of like a little bit sexy, I got to say.
I think you like the tattoos.
Probably. She's edgy.
Yeah, you like the edgy lady.
Sometimes.
I'm going to go with the Paige VanZant.
All right. Shocking.
Not
Cyborg?
Not this year.
Okay.
Or the Paige VanZant.
You got a new girlfriend for 2020, eh?
Yeah. Well, I think her body of work, too, for the year, I got to give it to Paige VanZant, because she's been working hard. She was in that Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Mm-hmm. I've been doing work and then really abusing and using her Instagram to the full extent of if you were a lady.
Got to pay for those implants.
I got to fucking work for this.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Dern, if she didn't have a kid, you know, she could have been in contention, but I don't know. There's something that happens. Like, once you have a kid, you're tainted.
Yeah? Not necessarily.
I'm not a fan.
You know, saying.
What?
It doesn't have to be.
Oh, it is. It's tainted.
Tainted?
Well, I mean, because the body is tainted.
Ah.
Moving right along. Ask the Dutch. Jared Christensen asks, if I was a mid-level UFC fighter, I'd join the PFL and contend for the $1 million tournament prize. Why aren't any fighters jumping ship for the big payday?
I don't know. Is it really that big? Maybe it's not that
big. Yeah, it is. Like, who the fuck was that guy? I think Lance Palmer won twice, and I don't remember what weight class he's fighting at. So that guy's won $2 million in the last 2 years.
I don't know.
Well, Rory made the jump, Rory McDonald. He went over there. I mean, if I was mid-level, I would definitely consider it. I mean, because you could see, like, who's the tournament, and you can probably get a pretty good idea, like, can I beat any of those guys? You can get an idea of who you can and can't beat.
Yeah.
Are there any world beaters in there? Like, is there a Rory McDonald? I might not want to be in that.
Yeah, right. You know? He might win the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
His odds are good, but I think more guys should. I don't know how long that organization is going to be around, because I don't know how they keep
all that money.
Fucking paying out. Because you still got to pay the other guys for fighting. I don't know what the losers get.
Mm-hmm.
But you just fight for free until the end. It's winner take all tournament. You know, fuck your bills. And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign nuts roll. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Nigger Sugar Daddy. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what type of guy is Henry Cejudo. So I came up with some more theories, and I appreciate the thumbs up, middle, and down response.
All right.
Henry Cejudo is the type of guy to wear high heels and still be shorter than his date.
I like it.
Henry Cejudo is the type of guy to buy extra, extra small shirts with an extra, extra large V-neck so his head fits.
Mm.
You're mid-level.
Yep.
Henry Cejudo is the type of guy to drive his car in a baby seat.
What the fuck? Okay. I like it.
Henry Cejudo is the type of guy to go to McDonald's for the Happy Meal toy. Henry Cejudo is the type of guy to ride the teacup ride with the little children's.
I'm lukewarm on that.
Depends what he's doing.
Yeah. A little pervert.
Yeah. Who are the best baby faces, heroes, and heels, villains in the UFC right now? Oh... hero would be like a Damian Maia. He's a definite hero.
Hero? Yeah.
I think he's underrated.
For sure. Well,
I don't know if he falls into the baby face.
Yeah, I think he has a baby face.
Yeah, I don't fall into this. This feels more like the wrestling bullshit, because Colby Covington obviously is probably the number one heel, but it's more of a role he's playing. Where does Conor McGregor fall in that spectrum? Is he more the hero?
I think right now he's neither. I think until he, I think it would be crazy if he turned on us and became the hero. He turned from his heel persona into a hero with this fight. Like, somehow became respectful and was all, that would fuck with everybody.
And somehow, like, those two alleged rape things just kind of
went away. Uh-huh. And he was all gracious in defeat.
Well, he always is, though.
Yeah, true.
You know, he's gracious when he wins and great. It's like the pre-fight buildup. A lot of bullshit that goes into it, but post fight, he's a gentleman.
Yeah,
like a whiskey, right?
Yeah,
gentleman's whiskey.
I bet you that guy is a really cool dude. I think what you see is all like a marketing machine, and he's figured out a way, mixed in with a little bit of that Irish crazy.
Right.
So every once in a while, that shit comes out, and you're like, "Ooh, you went a little overboard on that one." But I think that can get away from you, right? When you start acting a certain way.
Well, I wonder how much the money is affecting him, because. You know, there's a point where he's hungry and hungry and hungry for the money, and then he got that Mayweather money, and then Proper 12 business. Like, what does that do to a guy when you have nothing? You're on, like, food stamps, and now you're worth what?
Billions?
Millions? probably a quarter billion right now. Who knows? You know, if he made $25 million in the UFC, I don't know, remember how much he made for that.
I think it was 100, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think he had to split it with the UFC, so it cost 50. So it's maybe 75 between for fighting, plus add all his fucking proper 12 money in.
Sponsorships.
And, I mean, his commercial, I don't remember what show I was watching. It had to be an ESPN. Maybe I was watching something on there. But there was a Conor McGregor proper 12 fucking whiskey commercial on. I've never seen that on regular television before.
Nice.
Maybe I was watching a hockey game or something, but.
It's a good place
what
to market.
What the shit, man. Yeah. Like, he's, I think
we have
he's
a bottle over there and
bank.
Still haven't tried it. Next time I go to the bar, I need to, like, try it.
Got the reviews are mixed.
Yes.
Some people are like, oh, this is piss water. Some people are like, oh, this tastes great. It's hard to say unless you actually
I don't really like Irish whiskey, so.
I can't remember drinking it. I don't think I was ever really a fan of that. Do we answer all the babyface?
Think so.
Okay. Right on. If you guys were to star in a movie, what would be the type of movie and who would star alongside you guys?
Ooh. Do you mean in the same movie together?
Sure. Porn.
It's not porn.
Gina Carano.
It's just weird.
Chris Cyborg.
It doesn't have to be porn. There could be a storyline.
Okay, fair enough.
So, I feel like it would be something like a Bad Boys kind of thing.
Yeah, did you see the trailer for that?
No.
Yeah, Will Smith and
they're doing another
Martin
one?
Lawrence. Yeah.
Okay.
Martin Lawrence is fat.
Is he really?
He's just all chubby now. It's kind of like you've seen Eddie Murphy. I mean, he's an older gentleman, right?
Chubbed
he's
up a little bit. Back.
But Martin Lawrence looks like not good. And Will Smith obviously still in shape.
Yeah.
Now doing Bad Boys. Yeah, I like an action. I'd like
something
a
action.
Like a John Wick. Kind of fucking.
Ooh, that kind of action. It's a dark action.
Let's fuck some shit up.
You want like a
action.
Block summer blockbuster, like all Will Smith movies, like his 4th of July releases, like all the big kind of happy things, or do you want something dark and mysterious, like a John Wick?
I would take a John Wick with a comedic flair to it. I'll say that.
Okay. All right.
And some kind of.
We're gonna need Gwyneth Paltrow, Matt.
That's fine. There's gonna be some kind of weird
something.
Dating scene. Like each of us has three women. We're trying to figure out which one to be
I'll
with.
Let's take the one, just Gwyneth, in short jean shorts and a white shirt.
Okay.
Perfect. Like Iron Man 2, remember?
I was trying to think of her in the one with Jack Black. Who's in that movie?
Shallow Hal?
Yeah.
No, not that. But she's like a fat girl.
Yeah, but she's really skinny inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's like me. I'm a fat girl, but really skinny inside.
Awesome.
Yes.
But you smell delicious, so.
Thank you. Like cotton candy?
Yeah. Like in my mouth. I imagine it's probably the blue one.
Okay.
Like blue raspberry.
Nice.
That's probably the best.
Okay.
Are we good with the movie?
We're good.
All right. MMA Nut Zombie Show, Episode 3, Amazons, Part Number 2.
Yeah.
As you guys head south to find the Amazons, you guys find, in a way, a horde of zombies. I like hordes. Ingo looks at Matt and asks, are you ready? Matt replies, here comes the pain!
Oh, okay.
As both of you run at full speed with your Harley Davidsons.
We
I like run, running.
We're carrying the Harley Davidson.
We're strong as fuck. I like the hoist mine on my shoulders. Maybe in one arm. But
like, why are you guys not driving those? Right? Because it's cooler.
Damn right. It shows the zombies how strong we are and tough.
Okay.
Matt's bike is black and has custom skulls on it, while Ingo's is red and has a custom red dragon on it.
Ooh.
Red dragon!
I like it.
You guys destroy the zombies. Matt with his shotguns and chain spike, while Ingo uses his katana and one-hand repeating crossbow.
Well, oh, it's like... psh, psh, psh,
yeah.
Psh. Both at the same time?
Yeah. Like shake weights.
Yes. Tip to tip efficiency, man.
That's what it's all about. As the path is clear, you guys arrive at what appears to be dead people from the other camp.
Okay. They're not zombies yet?
Completely dried from their life energy. All of a sudden, from the rubbles of the place, appears to be three beautiful women.
Ooh.
They introduce their names as Chael Preston, Nicolette Shea, and Romy Rain. He says, look at their picture, guys. You will not regret it. So here is the first one.
Chael
Preston.
Oh, good Lord. Okay.
And then I got to go back up. I forgot.
Romy Rain.
Nicolette Shea.
I feel like that's like that all face. You.
She yep. feels like a man. And then the other chick.
All right.
I'm in. All I'm right. in for two of three.
Uh-huh. And?
Mostly the first one. Got to go back to the reading. Yep. Okay. Yep. And they said they had killed the village with sex. Okay.
Sweet.
As they are looking for new subtle mates for her queen. You guys realize that they work for the queen of the Amazons, and they could probably lead you to them if you could manage to gather the information somehow. Continue.
Well, I think we're going to have lots of sex and submit them. Sexual submission move. It's a truth serum, Matt. We have to administer the truth serum.
I think I got an idea where it comes from.
Okay.
But first, my baseball bat needs to find the inside of a cave.
Okay. I like these analogies.
But I feel like, is it the barbed wire one? Because I feel like if you're fighting zombies, there's barbed wire on your bat.
Yeah, maybe. And you can take the barbed wire off.
And somehow I feel like you need the tip-to-tip efficiency.
So double bat.
No, but one bat with two.
Okay, I like it. Uh-huh. Perfect. Sounds dangerous. And then we deliver the truth serum.
Okay. I know nothing about this.
Yes, that's going to happen. And they tell us everything. And then we make our way to the Amazon Queen, carrying our bikes and the ladies.
Nice. That's what it's all about. One bike on one shoulder and one and a half lady on the other.
To chop one in half. The one in the middle is going to get cut in half.
Yeah, the one sad that was like, yeah, which are we cutting her vertically or horizontally?
Probably easier to carry horizontally, I would assume. Don't you think?
Yeah, I feel like you should just chop her waist off because you could at least still have a good half.
That's good. Yeah, I like it.
I'll take the bottom half.
Sure.
Okay. Christ. Jumping ahead here, I'm like, ooh. Fuck, Mary Kills, Celebrity Edition number 72, Adult Adventures number 8. First, we start with Autumn Falls.
Okay. She's a little Asian thing going on there.
Is she? I
don't know. It's very Asian. Maybe okay. not. Could be Filipino.
And then, which is what's the first Asian. Name here?
With Gia.
Gia Durza.
I feel like that's your speed.
In the wheelhouse. And then Leah Silver.
These girls
she's
are,
really thin.
They look really young.
She got tats. That's probably your speed.
I'm out on that.
Are you?
I'm going to pass.
Okay. She's dead as fuck.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have to go bang Gia and probably marry the first one. What's her name? Autumn Falls?
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I can't disagree.
Nice.
Do you have any knowledge?
Knowledge. Well, I emailed you earlier in the week.
Yep.
I've been monkeying around with League of Legends a little bit. I don't know. I'm late to the game. It's been around forever, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah, how many years is that? It's been around for
like
a while, right?
5, 10 years. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of fun, though. It doesn't require a lot of specs. It's free to play if you want to goof around with something. I don't have a lot of time for gaming, but I need something to like de-stress for like half an hour, jump in a game, jump out.
Fuck some bitches up, get out.
Mostly get fucked up, but it takes a while to level up. But it's kind of cool because it's set up like tournament style, so you can rank and level up as you go, kind of
with different classes, I'm assuming.
130 like, champions you can pick from, all the different stuff.
Oh my God, that's way too many choices. I like a good five.
Well, they don't give all that to you at once. You have to like earn your way towards that. Mm. So it's kind of, they kind of really help you learn the game slowly as it goes.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool. I recommend it. Check it out.
Word. And I give you how to escape a rear naked choke. Here you go. They're already firing up here.
Shit on my shoulder. Sorry.
Start.
Just realized I have shit on my shirt.
This guy's loading up.
Uh-huh.
Like, how do I get out? It's a locked in rear naked choke. Guy reaches into his belt.
What is that?
Oh, a lighter. It's a guy on fire. Gets right out.
That's perfect.
That shit works, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well.
So you guys gotta keep your blowtorch in your pants.
Yeah, but when you're fighting the rear naked choke, you don't have that much time to fucking, let me get my lighter. I think you can put someone out in 3 to 5 seconds.
Yeah, pretty quick.
Depending on how good your squeeze is.
Yeah, that seemed pretty.
And then I saw this. I'm not sure what to make of this. We're gonna probably have to run this twice because I'm gonna need volume. Hang on. There's a lot of action going on.
It's like a fight in the McDonald's.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is a slap fight or what, but now watch this guy coming up.
Oh, damn. Is that a guy or a girl?
That is a guy.
Jesus Christ, that is
some... licked the back of his hand.
I haven't seen some shit like that since like a pimp. That's like a some pimp shit, man.
He was all
and
excited.
You lick it. I remember kids in and he like fucking olayed him too. Like, maybe this is like some kind of homosexual fight.
Could be.
Like a slapping fight.
It's pretty brutal. Where do you find this shit?
The internet tingo.
That's so crazy.
This one gets was all over like the Twitter timeline. That's how you can always see. Like I usually find something and then it just starts like like all over. There's truth serum, you know.
Truth serum.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
That's
we can shut it down. Be back next week with a little McGregor Cerrone preview with all the awesome other fights on said card.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, we will. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.